Met Michiel.
Special.
Vans Joy.
3FM.
Running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
Vans Joy is een singer-songwriter uit Melbourne die in 2013 zijn eerste EP God Loves You When You're Dancing uitbrengt. Daarop staat ook dit nummer dat een enorme hit wordt in zijn thuisland. Eind 2013 is het nummer uitgeroepen tot heetste song van het jaar. Begin 2014 scoort hij er ook een 3FM mega-hit mee en wordt bekendgemaakt dat hij op Lowlands komt spelen. In september 2014 moet zijn debuutalbum Dream Your Life Away wereldwijd uitkomen. De eerste van een indrukwekkende 5-albumdeal die hij sloot met Atlantic Records. Tijd voor een kennismaking. Vans, zijn echte naam is James Keogh, maar zijn muzikale alter ego is dus Vans Joy. Die naam komt uit een boek.
It just felt natural to do that, and I was reading a book at the time called Bliss by Peter Carey, and there was a character in the book called Vans Joy, and the character in the story is a storyteller. And he kind of gets people around and he tells them really kind of stories that spark their imagination.
Maar de echte reden dat James zichzelf als songschrijver Vans noemt, is dat hij wat afstand wil creëren tussen hemzelf als mens en hemzelf als muzikant.
I also wanted a name, a kind of an idea or something that was not me, something that was a bit more, I guess, to create a distance between myself and the music I was making.
Ja, laten we wel wezen, er zijn wel heel veel muziekmakende Jamesen, van James Brown
get up, get on up, get up, get on up.
Tot James Blunt.
You're beautiful.
Vanaf het moment dat James Vans wordt, staat zijn leven op zijn kop. In 2 jaar tijd gaat hij van een rechtenstudent met een muzikale hobby naar een veelbelovende artiest met een deal voor maar liefst 5 albums op zak.
Yeah, like a rollercoaster.
James schreef zijn EP zonder enige intentie om de muziek ook echt uit te brengen. Het was gewoon een leuke hobby.
I wrote my EP in a vacuum of just writing for the sake of for nothing, I just did it because I enjoyed songwriting.
Hij zette het liedje Riptide op SoundCloud omdat hij er zo trots op was.
And Riptide, which is the single, I guess, has opened a lot of doors for me. So I put that up on SoundCloud and on Facebook when I recorded it. I just went and recorded it with a friend, and I spent about $1,000 for the day in the studio, and I came out with that song.
2 weken later had hij al een manager gevonden op basis van het ene liedje en mocht hij ook meteen terug de studio in om nog meer nummers op te nemen. Enter Vans Joy.
2 weeks later I had a manager call me and he said, I can give you some advice if you're serious about pursuing music. And I was like, yeah, I really want to do it. I have a bunch of songs I want to record, and I've just been kind of, from then, which was 2 years ago, it feels like a long time, but it's only been a short time really, I guess, in terms of actual time.
Het verhaal van Riptide beslaat wel langer. 4 jaar duurde het voordat de song er echt was.
I wrote the first few lines about 3 or 4 years ago and I shelved them. I didn't even think that they were anything special.
Toen James klaar was met studeren en nog niet wist wat hij precies wilde gaan doen, zat hij overdag vaak een beetje aan zijn liedjes te schuren en te schaven.
Just finished university and I was just kind of pursuing music, playing a couple of gigs every week. And I would spend, the weekdays just sitting around playing guitar and ukulele and piecing together songs.
En toen ineens kwam dat hallelujah moment.
I was just fiddling around on the ukulele and I came up with this melody. And for whatever reason, it kind of triggered the memory of those couple of lines that I'd written a few years ago. And I got my phone out and I recorded all the 3 different, the different parts. Once that I had it, I kind of got a really good, a tingle.
Een tinkeling en een dikke vette hit. Het debuutalbum van Vans moet in 2014 uitkomen en het zal gaan heten Dream Your Life Away. De producer is Ryan Hadlock, die is bekend van The Lumineers.
He did The Lumineers, yeah, he did The Lumineers. And he also did a guy called Johnny Flynn, a folk singer from England. And Ja, I really like his style.
Het was trouwens niet zijn werk voor de Lumineers, maar zijn productie voor de Engelse singer-songwriter Johnny Flynn, waar Van zo van onder de indruk was.
Yeah, Johnny Flynn, I went and saw him play about 3 years ago and I watched his style. He's got a beautiful fingerpicking style and beautiful songwriting, really vivid images, and the language he uses is really kind of, he uses beautiful, really very precise images, and it's very evocative language. So I watched him and I was really inspired by what he does. You kind of try and take little bits of it and copy it, but not, in a way try and make it your own and make it seem like you.
Sweep my mess away, leave my body, leave my bones, leave me whole and leave my soul, leave me nothing, I don't need it all, nothing, I don't need it all.
In het verleden was er ook wel iemand die af en toe wat meehielp op productievlak, maar met Ryan ging Vans echt aan de slag.
With Ryan it was more of a, we had more time, so we spent more time perfecting sounds and sitting on things and thinking, which is really good for songwriting and also for thinking of parts for songs.
Fans is dus fan van Johnny Flynn en bands als Fleet Foxes, maar één idool gaat al generaties lang mee.
Like a rolling stone.
Bob Dylan.
I've been listening to the Bob Dylan bootlegs recently. I got an album that's like got 60 songs, and there's a lot of the big songs that are just kind of, he plays them like 10 different ways. You know, he always kind of is never playing the song the same every time, which is a cool thing. I like that, because I think surely you'd get sick of playing the song. If you, especially with a long career, you get sick of playing the same song the same way every time. I went and saw him play actually, and he was playing Don't Think Twice, It's Alright. And I know that song, but when I was watching him, he gets a lot of criticism because his voice is so, so far gone. But he was playing that song and I recognized the chords and I was like, this sounds so familiar. But he didn't play it the same, so it was hard to tell if it was actually that song. And he'd changed the melody on the chorus. Instead of singing, don't think twice, it's all right, kind of in that pace, he said, don't think twice, it's all right. And I was like, I love that change.
Fans Joy staat op vrijdag 15 augustus in de India tent op Lowlands.
So long, honey baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, it's all right.